Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to Why Not Mint Money. This is Neil Borate and joining me today are Siddhant Jain and Sayam from Blue Fort Financial, a wealth management firm.
Hi, welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started on your money journey.
Welcome, Siddhant and Sayam.
Thank you so much, Neil.
So today we're going to discuss a pretty seminal event in the mutual fund industry, which is the resignation of Prashant Jain from HDFC Mutual Fund. He was there for nearly two decades, and so this is quite a big change for HDFC investors and the mutual fund industry in general. So Siddhant, what is Prashant Jain's legacy? What are his high points? What are his losses? How do you see it?
Right, Neil, thanks. So Prashant Jain is probably the biggest celebrity we have in the mutual fund universe, right? In terms of fund manager. He's the closest thing we have to maybe like say a Peter Lynch from Fidelity in the US. He's been around for 30, 31 years. And anyone who has remotely anything to do with the mutual fund space knows exactly who Prashant Jain is and what he's been doing. Personally, I think, people look at him as a conservative, dependable and a consistent fund manager, right? And for me, his legacy is that he's been instrumental in building trust in the mutual fund institution, right? We have to understand that he started working at a time where people didn't really know what mutual funds or the markets were at all, right? We are a country who was marred with stock market scams, right? We had the Harshad Mehta scam. We've had so many of those, and this is precisely when Prashant Jain started. So he started at a time where people weren't confident of what the stock markets are. He started at a time where people weren't sure how to invest, and he helped people build trust in the mutual fund institution, which is, I think, a huge win. So that is his true legacy for me, right? As far as what funds he's managed and how his performance has been, we all know that he looked at HDFC Mutual Fund as a whole. He's been the CIO, and they've been managing about 4 lakh crores, right? So which is huge amount. They've grown that from about 120 odd crores when they were at Century Mutual Fund, which was taken over by Zurich, which was then taken over by HDFC Mutual Fund, right? So he's been at the forefront of telling people. Proving with example, and working behind the curtains to show that mutual funds do work. And this is probably one of the best investments you can, get into. So for us, that is his legacy.
Right.
And that is something that he's managed to do on his own,
And famously, yeah. I think he avoided the dot-com bubble. And even in the 2003, 2007, he didn't go big on real estate stocks, which were back then the superstars.
So he got into IT stocks just at the right time, if I remember correctly. He started loading up on them and in 1997, and just before the 2000 dot-com crash in 1999, he actually sold off all of his dot-com and all of his IT stocks. And at that point, again, there was a lot of criticism as to why he's doing that, because the bubble was still expanding, right? But he got out just before that. And that is a testament to his conviction and to how he used to manage his fund, which is a very value-oriented style of investing. Similarly, like you said, in 2003 to 2008, he loaded on a lot of infra stocks and got out just before the 2008 crash. So people, often judge him and forget these two events. They judge him by the last 5 years or 7 years where HDFC's underperformed a little bit. But because of his style of investing and because of his conviction, he's added immense value. And because of these, like I said earlier, he's managed to create a lot of trust in the mutual fund industry, because about 30-40% of the portfolios used to have HDFC funds, or even when I started my career in 2016. 2014 to 16, you know, I've seen a lot of portfolios had HDFC Mutual. So because of these two events, you know, he created a lot of trust. He made a lot of value for his investors.
Sure. Now let's also look at the flip side of Prashant Jain's career, which is his almost rigid adherence to what he defined as value stocks. Typically, those were utilities or PSUs, and that led to long periods of underperformance as well. And the most notorious period of underperformance is the 2016 to 20 period. How do you see that kind of fund manager? Is, you know, can that kind of style work in today's fast shifting markets?
So Neil, the thing with Prashant Jain was that he was very much focused on his particular philosophy of investing, which we you know call as value investing. He's not someone that changed or chased returns or performance. He said that philosophy is the most important thing, and he was particularly good at filtering out noise. When addressed this question to himself, he said that there is no fund manager or no investment style which will continuously perform well. There will be every style you'll see a period of continuous underperformance. So
yeah. So he had a style and he stuck to his guns even with these long spells of underperformance. You don't see that as a major issue. So now that's about Prashant Jain. Now let's look at the plan that HDFC has in place now that he is going. Are you confident about HDFC maintaining its returns?
See, I don't think that HDFC has any shortage of talent, right? The person who's taking over Prashant's role is Chirag Sekhalwar. And he's been around for 2+ decades in the mutual fund as well, in the fund house, right? He's somebody who's managed flagship funds like Midcap Opportunities, which manages a good 20,000 plus crores. There's HDFC Small Cap Fund. These are very seasoned fund managers. Second in line would be Shobhit Mehrotra, if I'm not wrong. There's no shortage of talent, like I said. Also, what we've seen with Navneet Munot coming in as the MD and CEO, a while back, like what we've seen is HDFC, and it's not just limited to HDFC, a lot of mutual funds are now going towards a more process-oriented, setup rather than a star fund manager setup. Like we know, Prashant Jain had been the star for the last 30 years. But there's always, a time for a regime change. And that's always for the better because that brings in new ideas and new processes. I was reading an interview of Manish Gurmani from Nippon lately, and he was talking about how mutual fund houses have moved from a tennis match to now a football sort of match, right? Tennis is about one player and, they have to perform well. So they're the star on the field. But football, it has to be a team effort, right? So we're seeing this in a lot of fund houses, and I suspect this would be the same case with HDFC as well now, where there would be a responsibility would be more spread out to several different fund managers. They're going to be accepting of a lot more styles, right? So each team will be bringing particular ideas and processes in mind. It will not just be so value-oriented like it used to be. Their funds will also include some growth-oriented funds, some value-oriented funds, some funds that will be a mix of both. Some new thematic funds. So I think HDFC has realized that, the past 5 to 7 years has been somewhat of a teacher. And I think they will only do well from here.
Yeah, true. Which actually brings me to, the shift that has happened in the industry over the past, decade or so, that earlier individuals and their decisions were extremely important and people bought into funds because they had faith in those individuals. And now, there is a more institutionalized setup coming across the board. So does that render this whole kind of focus on individuals out of date, whether it be Prashant Jain or anybody else? And do you think that passive funds have something to do with it, the fact that alpha is falling across the board? So it doesn't matter if Prashant Jain is in charge or somebody else is in charge, that alpha is gone.
I think so. So yes, we are moving from celebrity fund managers to more of a team, more process oriented. Of course, it's very difficult for any one person to fill the shoes of Prashant Jain, but as a team, collectively it's something they can do and something that they've been working towards. Not just with HDFC, we're seeing that across fund houses, we're seeing that across industry, where the process is what matters more. Of course, the person at the top has to set the process in place and bring the right people in. But yeah, it's more about the process and the team now. And, you know, we're seeing those results. More process-oriented funds are doing consistently better.
And I think also because the market has become complex, right? This transition from celebrity fund managers to process is only natural because the market is only becoming more complex. It's becoming deeper. We're seeing globalization where not when one market does not work in isolation. You know, our markets are connected globally to several other markets as well. So no one person can take care of these assets anymore, right? And also with the advent of new mutual fund houses, foreign mutual fund houses coming into India, like we've seen Mirai doing pretty well. We've seen Nippon coming in. So these have also set an example for the Indian fund houses because, you know, they've been around for a much longer time. Invesco is another example where process works better than a celebrity fund manager. I think that a celebrity fund manager is required to create trust, especially in the 90s and the early 2000s. Like I said, you know, Indians didn't have a lot of trust in the stock markets. So it's only natural, it's only human behavior to see a face and trust them, right? Because you cannot see an institution. You don't know what's happening inside an institution. But once that trust is established, it's natural for it to go from a human or a celebrity to an institution where it's a lot more process oriented. So I think we're going to get a lot of, celebrity.
So then let's address the second part of the debate, which is, you know, is there alpha to be had, whether it's Prashant Jain or anybody else? Is that time just over?
I don't think that alpha creation is over. That is not my sense. I think that large cap as a category will not be able to create alpha. So, investors should stay away from large cap investing simply because they have to invest 80% of the assets in the first 100 stocks by market cap. So it's very difficult for that category to create alpha. However, on the flexi cap side, mid cap side and small cap side, I think there's plenty of scope for alpha creation. India is still a market which is not as developed as the US or European markets. We still have a lot of corporate governance issues. We still have information that benefits, fund managers. Speaking to these fund managers personally, we get a sense that for the next 5 to 10 years, they're still confident of creating an alpha. Of course, the alpha doesn't come in, 6 months or 1 year. But if you look at the longer term horizon of 3 years to 5 years, a lot of these fund managers are confident of still creating an alpha. So I would say your portfolio needs to be a mix of maybe direct equity stocks and some passive funds for your large cap exposure. However, for your mid and small cap exposure, fund managers still have a very, very active role to play.
Do you recommend HDFC funds to your clients? And have you done so before? Or like how has that changed?
HDFC used to be constant recommendation back in 2014, 15, 16. At Bluefold Financial, we like to stick to funds which are a little more growth oriented, a little higher quality. That's why what we found ourselves doing is we've reduced our allocation to these HDFC funds, gradually over time. In fact, we started before the underperformance happened since 2019. In fact, we have not had a lot of HDFC funds, to be honest, in our recommendations.
Right. Let's look at how Prashant Jain was as a person. So, Sayyam, you have a nice anecdote to share about him?
So, I was very fortunate to meet Prashant Jain in a personal meeting many years ago. This was right at the beginning of my career as an equity research analyst. And the one thing that really stood out to me was how down-to-earth and how humble he was as a person. He was very happy to answer all of my questions. He didn't seem to be in a rush to move on at all. There was no air of pride about him. And he was very honest with his answers. He didn't just give the answers that a new person in the industry would want to hear. He was very forthcoming. He told me that this is a tough industry. It's gotten quite competitive over time, and it's something that will require a lot of hard work and diligence, and you have to stick to your principles. So that was very helpful. That was career advice for me right in the beginning. And just the fact that he was willing to take time out to speak to a complete stranger and give that sort of advice, that really helped me in my career.
And that's how a fund manager should be, at least a good one. All right.
Exactly.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thanks so much, Neil. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for having us, Neil.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.